Let's say good morning. Now it's our business buzz with CNBC's Jane Wells. You can follow Jane on social media at Jane Wells. Hi, Jane.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. So let's start with the end of COVID, which had oddly been good for some companies like Netflix.
Well, COVID, yes. I mean, a year ago, in the year ago quarter, Netflix gained 16 million new subscribers in one quarter. This time, it only gained 4 million, fewer than expected. And the worst news is it expects for the current quarter we're in now, it's only going to add 1 million new subscribers, which would be the lowest growth it's had in at least 5 years. So it's a sign that people are starting to emerge from their Netflix binging. May also be a sign, frankly, I feel like I've watched everything on Netflix and they haven't had the opportunity to go out and shoot new content because of COVID yet. And there's also new competition and Netflix raised its prices.
Oh, there's that. But is there a chance that all of us have Netflix so there are just fewer users to actually get?
Well, not globally, but yeah, I mean, I think there's still, I still know a lot of people who don't have Netflix yet, and Netflix has also been making it harder for you to share your account, perhaps in an effort to get more of those people who are using their mom's account, I'm looking at you kids, to get their own Netflix account. But it took the it caught the market off guard that the growth has slowed that much. It's still growth, you know, they're not losing subscribers, or well, there's a thing called churn, but it's still net growth. But it's not as what the market and the stock is down pre-market 9%.
All right. Okay. So now let's talk about the end of COVID on one way. You've got Netflix slowing down, people saying they want to get out more. Most people are saying, gosh, it would feel so good to travel again, but maybe not.
Well, yes. On the other hand, the airlines shares all fell yesterday and so did the cruise lines because it doesn't look quite like Europe, which is where everybody really wants to go, is going to open up soon, or that we've got this variant, or, you know, concerns about the J&J, blah, blah, blah. So United's shares fell 9%. They lost more than $1 billion in the first quarter. They've been losing money for over a year. And they say long-haul international business travel is still only about 20% of what it was pre-COVID. American fell also. The thing is, though, you know, Americans saying they expect to have 90% of their regular schedule this summer, and all of them are going to start hiring pilots soon. So they're all optimistic, but the market was just sort of reacting to, oh, that was a really bad quarter. And yeah, sure, Greece, Iceland, and Croatia are opening up, but not enough of other places are opening up yet.
You know, when I saw that story about them hiring pilots, I thought, on one hand, great that they are that optimistic. But if I was a pilot looking for a job, I'd still be a little bit nervous.
Well, you know, first of all, they'll need to rehire all the pilots they furloughed. And some of those pilots maybe have moved on and done other things and don't want to come back. Also, they have an aging, just because of age, they need to start hiring pilots at some point. So they had, it's the usual thing where things hit you real fast. It takes a while to cut down to where everything should be. And then things start happening to open up again. And then you've got to hurry up and catch up. I mean, there's always this lagging indicator. But no, it's interesting. It's so much harder to become an airline pilot now than it used to be. And yet they are going to need thousands of pilots in the coming years, assuming travel bounces back.
So in that case, my thought process is wrong, and it might actually be a very good time to get in.
Oh, I think so. I mean, the usual pipelines traditionally to become an airline pilot was the military.
Yeah.
But there are fewer military pilots than there used to be. We're using a lot of unmanned aircraft.
Sure.
And also the military pays pretty darn well. So now it's mostly, I think, people who come up through civil aviation. And that's expensive. You know, it's very expensive to get the hours you need, and then you usually need to become an instructor. But there are people who, I want to be a pilot. You know, there are people, men and women out there, who just want to be a pilot. They just think it's the coolest thing, and they'll do anything to be. I mean, look, I'm married to a pilot, but he was trained through the Navy.
Right.
So his airline career, he used to fly for TWA, was very traditional. It's not the glamorous job it used to be anymore, just like a flight attendant, But I mean, who doesn't think it's cool when you say, oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, well, I'm an airline pilot. I mean, that sounds cool.
That still sounds cool. That is cool. I still want to be your friend. Let's admit it. Okay. So now let's talk crypto craze. John Ramirez, go ahead and join us in on this one. First, Jane, let's start with the story that I literally said the headline on yesterday. Venmo would let you now buy and sell and hold Bitcoin. Go explain that one.
Well, this is really another one of those validation moments for cryptocurrencies. And it's only four cryptos they're going to let you do: Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin, which are the most established cryptocurrencies out there. Venmo, which is owned by PayPal, will let you buy, sell, and hold as little as a fraction that's worth one U.S. dollar in your wallet. Now, that's, you know, with Bitcoin at $55,000 per Bitcoin, it's a fraction, but it's a way to start to, I don't know, if you're only going to own a couple bucks worth, it's pretty safe if you trust the infrastructure at Venmo, which I do. I've never had a problem with Venmo security. So I think it's just one more step in validating it, further mainstreaming it. Now, you cannot transfer Bitcoin from another digital wallet to your Venmo account. So this has to be all within the Venmo universe. If you have it in some other, I don't know, Coinbase account or whatever, you can't move it around. But there's some new, you know, these guys who've been in crypto for a few years are coming out and talking about it. One is a value investor, Bill Miller. He's been in Bitcoin for 6 or 7 years. He says, we're still seeing huge volatility. You know, Bitcoin was over $65,000 over the weekend. It's now back down to $55,000. He says, but it's entering the mainstream. And while it will still be volatile, he says, it's not going to be like 2017 when it just collapsed. Although some are also saying not all cryptocurrencies are equal. I mean, they all got crazy. SafeMoon and all this kind of stuff. Dogecoin started as a joke. It's now the hot. It's the hot thing, although it's being replaced now. SafeMoon's the new one. But Dogecoin doesn't have the history that Bitcoin does. And so some are suggesting, you know, you might want to stick with Bitcoin because it's been around longer. It has a much larger total global value. All Bitcoin's now worth $1 trillion. So it's maturing. Yeah. That doesn't mean they're all maturing. That doesn't mean they're all worthy of investing in or owning. But it's just fascinating as more and more people are saying, no, this is here to stay. I don't know what Ramirez thinks. John was like sending me something like, oh, my gosh, Jane, did you miss out on the Dogecoin hitting $50 billion in total value? I'm like, yes, of course I did.
So, John, how are you doing?
Doing well. Listen, it's up over like 100% over this past week. Crypto is to me on fire. I think it's the new thing. I know we're talking about it, and you know, as just your everyday trader, me, you know, looking at the stock market, looking at the numbers, I worry a little bit about our dollar. I'm one of those people. I worry about our dollar compared to crypto, because, like, you know, I'm an average, you know, everyday user on Venmo as well. I pay my rent on Venmo.
Right.
I'm just, you know, I happen to just look on my friends list, and I'm seeing, you know, friends that are buying pizza and they're paying back, you know, whatever they owe from their check or whatever. I think it's great to add crypto on a platform like Venmo. But again, I wonder, is it really, who is it targeting? Because if it's targeting my friends, I don't know if any of them are going to buy crypto if they're buying pizza with their friends, pizza and wings with their friends and paying back. Because again, you know, you look, like you said, you know, Bitcoin is super expensive. I don't know who would want to hop in on a little small share of Bitcoin or, you know, a little buy Bitcoin. But, you know, it's interesting to see, like you said, Jane, you know, people are just hopping on the wagon. If big CEOs hop on the wagon of crypto, there's something to it.
Well, there's something to it for them. So I think, you know, it's a good way when you only have to buy a dollar's worth. It's a good way to get you. It's exactly targeting you. To get you interested and playing a little bit. As for your concern about the U.S. dollar, I wouldn't be concerned about the U.S. dollar. Don't worry about the U.S.
dollar. Okay, I just happen to be one of those sometimes. You know what I mean? Because again,
don't worry about the U.S. dollar.
I happen to put in $10 on Dogecoin, and literally now it's up, you know, 30% over it. And I'm just like, wow, like that just $10 gets you somewhere in crypto.
Well, and it may go down to $2, but it's only $10. So why not watch and see what happens? Why not ride the wave? I mean, yeah, but when CEOs are interested, it's because it's good for them.
Okay. Let's go from cryptocurrency really fast to diapers for both babies, adults, and tampons.
Yeah, so Procter & Gamble, we talked about inflation rising last week, and it is. Come on, all the raw materials costs are going up, lumber, oil, corn. Procter & Gamble is reporting that raw materials are going up, but also transportation costs. Freight is a disaster right now around the world, and it's not just because of the Suez Canal. So its costs are going to go up, so it's going to raise prices in the mid to high single digits on diapers, tampons, and Depends. So baby care, feminine care, and adult incontinence products. Coke is also raising prices. I think Smucker's is raising prices. So yeah, you're going to start to see things creep up in price.
Unbelievable. Yeah, when you mentioned lumber, I heard a story, and it was a guy who, I believe he was a contractor in the Bay Area, talking about the price of Douglas fir, and he started with, yeah, Doug fir is only increased by 100%, and I thought, wait, what?
Yeah.
And so that's doubled, and then he said, but the price of plywood was up 300 to 400%.
Yeah, no, new home prices are going to reflect that. No, lumber, I was going to say is on fire, but that's the wrong thing to say right now. About lumber.
Yes, but I know what you mean. Jane, Thank you as always. I know there's a lot we didn't get to. We'll save it for next week.
You got it. Take care.
All right. Thanks. You too. See you later. CNBC's Jane Wells. You can follow her on social media at Jane Wells.